Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Insurance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, September 4th, 2025, and we have a great mix of insurance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Q&A with Justin Cernitz-Esque, founding partner of Cernitz Law. Justin Cernitz-Esque, founding partner of Cernitz Law, specializes in first-party property insurance disputes and bad faith litigation. Since 2010, Cernitz Law has represented thousands of clients with denied or underpaid insurance claims. They stand out through dedication, bold thinking, and proven results, rejecting standard legal work for customized strategies. Their experience working for insurance companies gives them an advantage in advocating for clients. Policyholders often make mistakes like trusting insurers to do the right thing or failing to document communications. Cernitz Law advises homeowners to engage a reputable law firm to avoid underpaid or denied claims. They prioritize communication and accessibility, treating clients like family. Despite challenges in the legal landscape, they remain committed to fighting for clients and developing innovative legal strategies. Their goal is to earn the trust of policyholders by always doing right by their clients and expanding their reach across Florida and beyond.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Insurance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.